it really hit me was when we went to Hawaii the first time.
Uh-huh.
And we went out to Pearl Harbor.
Mm.
And you go out, you know, you take the little boat and go out. Have you been there?
I just was there last year.
Oh. To see all those guys crying. That just got me.
Yeah, I get emotional too, and obviously I'm way too young to have remembered Pearl Harbor, but it's a universal feeling of sadness.
Yeah.
You know, and that boat out there, the one that's under the Arizona mine, it yeah. still drips a little oil, and they because it was full, I guess, at the time, and the guide told us that they call that the tears of the, you know, the departed sail, the people that were on the boat.
Well, we went, Wanda, our guide that we went on a tour with, when she and Roger went with us, Wanda was talking to him, of course, and he found out that Charles was in World War II, and he had to, when we got to Pearl Harbor, you know, they give you that movie.
Right.
And they picked us out of the crowd and put us in the front so we could see the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
And we didn't have to look over everybody. And we had to go in every time first and everything. I felt real bad, you know, because I've been in that situation where the ranking officer went first and you were behind, and I remember how I felt at that time, and I thought, gee, they must be special.
Yeah, but it's that's another interesting aspect of military life, you know. There was the ranking officer, and then there was the ranking officer's wife. Even though she didn't really have a rank, she was definitely in
right.
charge. I remember I inadvertently snubbed the colonel's wife once. And do you know my husband got called into the colonel's office
oh,
the next
no.
day and got his rear end chewed because mm. I had been disrespectful, and I hadn't been. I just talked the way I ordinarily talk, but she took offense, and oh, he was raked over the coals, and he was threatened with all sorts of stuff, totally, which is illegal, I imagine. But, you know, as an Army wife or as an Air Force wife, you know, if you cause problems, it comes back to bite your husband in the butt.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been since we retired here, we've been here so long that we know a lot of the military people and that go to church at the base, and always the commander sat right in front of us, and the ranking civilian sat in the front of us, and we, you know, you just get to talking, and first thing you know, you're right together. And it ended up that we were going, of course, by then that we knew him when he was a base commander here, and then we went through the first star, and then we went through the second star, then he retired. So we were eating after church. We'd all go out to eat together. Mm-hmm. And we got to be pretty good friends. And they're up in the mountains.
Very cool. That's neat.
So meeting a general anymore doesn't, and there's one lady general here. Well, she always sat right behind us.
Mm.
She was a commander too, and she just loved my husband's war stories. And while I'd be greeting people coming in, she was sitting there and my husband talking, and they got to know each other. And when she left here, mm-hmm. she invited us to her going away ceremony
mm-hmm.
and the going away dinner. And when she left here, she was a colonel, but she made sure we got up front.
Very
sat
nice.
Sat in the front. And from there, from here, she went to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Well, when she left Oklahoma going to Hawaii, she sent us an invitation to her going away party there. Well, we happened to be on a cruise.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't go, so Charles emailed her our regrets and told her that we would, we knew where she was going, that we would see her the next year in Hawaii. And it worked out, we did.
That's great. That's awesome.
And we
awesome.
Went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I did meet her husband once. He evidently was Catholic. So he didn't come to church with her.
Oh, I see.
But I met her family, and she's retired now, two-star.
Nice.
And we got a letter from her when Charles passed away, and she was sorry to hear of it. And then there's another general, General Harlan. He was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be out at Manzano.
Okay.
And he was a, that was when he was a captain.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he went on and he became the, up in Washington, what do you call him? Anyway, he was a head knocker up in Washington, over the chaplains.
Ah, oh, I see. Probably like the chief chaplain or something.
Yeah, chief chaplain.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. If you've been in the military, you know, for a long time, you do. You see the people. They start out lieutenants or you know, privates, and then you see them progress in ranks, and you feel it's your family. You're watching your family.
It's here. I mean, you know, I can talk to somebody just a few minutes, and somehow or another, if they're military, you just blend together. Like I was exercising. Mm-hmm. Over on the west side, and this little short lady comes in, and she was very friendly. And I got to talking to her one day as we were exercising side by side. Found out that her husband was a doctor in the Air Force, and she asked me what my husband was, and I told her that he was in the Air Force, retired. And she said, "Well, my husband's retired too. He was a doctor at Kirtland." So we became friends, and when I moved here, she came over and visited with me one day.
You know, it's the connection. You know,
yeah.
It's like the guys. It's like the troops, and now it's also women in the military, obviously. But there's a esprit de corps that they have, and military families have it too, because you know we've all been through common stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been through TDYs, and we've been through bad spells, and it's a connection we have.
Yes.